It seems wars and rumors of wars are upon us.
As the headline reads, the World Economic Forum has called on AI to rewrite the Bible. And the goal is to create a globalized new Bible. From a believer's perspective, this is obviously outrageous for many reasons. First off, because the canon is closed and we are told in Deuteronomy 4 not to add or subtract from God's commandments.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, Jan shares part two of a two-part series with Pastor Billy Crone. We find ourselves in the midst of wars, rumors of war, and increasing signs of the times. Jan and her guest unpack a number of current event issues this hour. Here is today's programming.
Welcome back to the program. I am continuing on our discussion from last week with Pastor Billy Crone. And let me just say this by way of clarification and introduction, that Pastor Crone was with me as we examined last week many aspects of this World Economic Forum led by globalist Klaus Schwab. Last week, we considered Schwab himself, his origins, his goals. We looked at many who subscribe to his One World Agenda. We considered the target date of their implementation of their plans. We're told that it would be 2030, but we believe that what we're watching is the setup for all of that now. We also took a closer look last week at what exactly this Great Reset is, also called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or Klaus Schwab's Glorious Future, which my guest and I believe is probably the biblical tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble. What we're seeing truly is the setup for the Antichrist kingdom. And you can find part one of my programming on my website, olivetreeviews.org, and go to radio. That's olivetreeviews.org, and then go to radio. It's usually on our Rumble channel, our YouTube channel, on his channel, Christian Television. Today, we're going to broaden our discussion just a bit. I'm not quite finished looking at the Klaus Schwab empire, but I want to talk for a few moments about some other issues that will be tied together, including artificial intelligence, and then I'm saving some time to look at the whole UFO phenomenon. Also, we're going to look briefly at Ukraine. More and more information is being released, even by our government, and this concerns the UFO activity. And those of us in the faith community feel that this will intensify the closer we get to the rapture of the church. We'll bring that out in our discussion. Pastor Crone is senior pastor at Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. You can learn more about his products and ministry at getalifemedia.com. I'll reference the DVD set as we move into the program. Pastor Crone, welcome back, and thank you for coming back for week two.
Jenny, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Pastor Crone, you and I talk often about we're seeing things come together like we never thought we would see, the forming of the cashless society. Again, the World Economic Forum and this globalist activity, this nutty green agenda. We see America's rapid decline and this culture decline and the celebration of aberration. I think some of us never thought we would be seeing the severity of it. We've just come through Pride Month. What a time of shock for a lot of people, but equally shocking, a World War II-style battle going on in Eastern Europe. And it got much more serious the last part of June. There was a coup attempt in Russia. It was aborted last minute, but Mr. Prigozhin turned his troops around as they were nearing Moscow. He made a move that was very ominous. And many feel that he entered an area near Moscow, and actually even Amir Sarfati came out on a presentation and stated that it's possible Mr. Prigozhin secured a nuclear weapon. He's not a stable person. People say he's ruthless. And Putin is humiliated by this coup attempt. He's humiliated that the war has dragged on 17 months. Why don't we spend just a minute talking about this? Because we don't want to necessarily instill fear in people, but we want to help them understand the times here. Give me your biblical take on some of the things happening in Eastern Europe right now.
With Ukraine, it would appear that some of the Russian military is turning against Putin. Some would say that, yes, that's exactly what happened, and it shows that there's cracks in the Putin regime. Some would say that who was really behind that was NATO and Biden trying to do a coup. Some actually, believe it or not, Jan, would say that Putin is behind it.
Yeah.
it's kind of hard to put your thumb on, okay, what's really going on there? But what we do know is the whole Ukraine issue is getting mileage for Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and their Great Reset agenda. When the COVID issue came out, for a couple of years, they got a lot of good mileage off of that global crisis. And the reason why is because, as Klaus admits, that represented a narrow opportunity to reset, reimagine our world to launch the Great Reset with their goal of having it in place by 2030. If you're going to reset the globe, you need a global crisis to manage the outcome. So he admitted that's what that was about. Well, that lasted for a couple of years, and then people started to catch on and kind of lost its momentum. And then all of a sudden, that third year into it, here comes the Ukraine issue after the second year. And they've been running with that for about a year. And what is it? It's another global crisis to keep giving the excuse that, see, this is why we need a Great Reset to bring peace to the planet. And you're thinking, well, that's a convenient theory. Well, I believe that Klaus has his fingers involved in Ukraine, and this is easily demonstrated. Number one, you could easily see him working with Zelensky, photos and videos of them both working together. So that's suspect. The other thing, too, is, and I'm just looking at an article right now, Ukraine is quietly unveiling digital currency and a social credit system. And guess who has the picture depicted there? It's Klaus and Zelensky. If anything, it's proof positive that it's another global crisis to further a global reset excuse. And part of that global reset involves a digital currency tied to a social credit system. And Ukraine is another test bed. They've been doing it with China for a long time. Eventually, it's going to come to America and every developed country. Ukraine is just giving these guys more mileage. And my guess, Jan, would be this. If we're still alive and still here and the rapture hasn't happened, the Ukraine issue is going to die out just like the previous one. So they're going to have to come up with another global crisis to keep us in a global state of fear, because they know that we are more apt to surrender our freedoms in a time of fear than in peace.
There are many who feel that the current conflict in Ukraine is simply a warm-up for Russia, because the Bible says in Ezekiel 38:39, she's going to descend to seize the wealth of Israel, but Ukraine's a warm-up, and I think you feel that way.
Yes, I would fully agree, Jen. Part of that is because, if anything, we're seeing Russia, a power from the north, with a Gog-like figure, Putin, willing to come down from the north and create a war. And granted, Ukraine's still quite a little ways from Israel, which is the context of Ezekiel 38 and 39. But I think even through all this Ukraine issue, you're seeing, dare I say, Russia being baited to go beyond Ukraine and now go all the way down to Israel. And the reason why I say that is because of the recent developments that are taking place in Israel. The Bible says, Ezekiel 38, that there's going to be hooks placed in their jaw to get them to come down, and there's going to be great spoil. Well, why would they risk World War III to come down? Well, the great spoils that are happening right now is Israel, which didn't have any before, and that was the joke in the Middle East. Like, how come Israel doesn't get any of this gas and oil? Well, now they've got it in mass. Mega gas fields, mega oil fields, and to where they admit that now Israel, who used to be dependent on oil and gas, are now going to become not only energy independent, but upwards to at least 100 years, and they can now begin to export it to the very same countries that Russia has been. And so you're going like, uh-oh, that's going to create a conflict. Even from an economic aspect, you're starting to see the hook, the excuse for Russia to come down. If Russia doesn't do something about this, their economy is going to be destroyed, because Israel's finding the very thing that their economy is built upon largely. Also, during this time, we had the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline that Russia helped to build and maintain along with Germany. Tucker Carlson, we got this on tape when he was still working for Fox. He even clearly reported and showed Joe Biden saying that if Russia went over Ukraine, they're going to blow it up. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. So here you are, you're already demonstrating you're willing to go to Ukraine. The Bible says that you're going to go further one day, all the way down to Israel, to take over a plunder. Israel's discovering oil. It's threatening your economy that's based on that. And then you got Joe Biden blowing up your pipeline. What is that? It's the perfect storm to give Russia the excuse to come down and do the unthinkable. The Bible doesn't call it an excuse. The Bible calls it hooks. So God's going to use all these events to draw them down. And the point is, that is a war that was prophesied, Jan, 2,600 years ago, and we're watching that form before our very eyes.
We spent an hour last week talking about the foundation of the World Economic Forum, about the character of Klaus Schwab, about those who look to him as fearless leader, which is kind of a scary thought, the fact that he's setting the kingdom up for the Antichrist with his global One World Network, the fact that dozens of nations and political leaders, thousands as a matter of fact, have signed on to his agenda, World Economic Forum, the ultimate in globalism, that along with the United Nations and some other organizations as well. Last week, I made a reference to the power brokers, the Open Society, George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, even the Clinton Foundation. We talked about those three operations in detail and the influence that these people, to think that Bill and Hillary Clinton are literally movers and shakers of our planet. And I think you addressed it last week as well, the fact that Satan has taken hold of these people and given them power and authority, not ultimate power and authority, obviously, but a temporary kind of power and authority. And then what we didn't get to, Billy Crone, and I think we ought to reference anyway, these other institutions such as BlackRock and Vanguard. You talk about it in your DVD set. And again, folks, that's what we're playing off of last week and this week. Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the Coming Mark of the Beast. It's a DVD set we have in our online store. But this BlackRock and Vanguard, they seem to be ultimately ruling the world. Talk to us about them. They're kind of ruling from the shadows, and yet BlackRock now has a huge influence on Fox News, which is why they've swung so far left. But how do these fit into the Klaus Schwab agenda?
The agenda, of course, the Great Reset, in a nutshell, what they want to do, take over the world. And you're like, well, how are you going to do that? Well, as we talked last week, well, that's why he built what was called the World Economic Forum. Notice the phrase there, economic. That's part of it, not just a one world government, but a one world economy. But he built that to plant his leaders following this global agenda to take over the planet, all over the planet. But that's one way. The other way where you really begin to put the squeeze on people is when you control the finances. And I go back to the old axiom, right? He who makes the gold makes the golden rules. Well, he who owns the gold of the world controls the world. And that's what these guys have done. You mentioned BlackRock and Vanguard. Between those two, we're talking not millions, not billions, trillions
that's
of
right.
dollars
mm-hmm.
are controlled just by those two entities. And you're going, what's that got to do with Klaus? Well, do the research. We did. We exposed in the documentary. Guess who works for Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum? The CEOs of BlackRock and Vanguard. They're all tied together. And so Klaus Schwab has been working all these years for the World Economic Forum. Yes, he's trained his SS agents, the global leaders now in position in basically every developed country. But he's also used that same institution to take over the finances of the planet. It's those finances and that ability that they will use as leverage to establish their will against people's will, because you can control people with finances. And that includes you can buy politicians or you can threaten institutions like you mentioned Fox. You better get rid of Tucker and anybody else or you're going to be in a heap of financial trouble. And this is really what's going on. It's another layer of control.
I want to move into a little different area here. It's nothing that's unfamiliar to you because you're so into helping people understand this artificial intelligence. I think I'm going to just play a clip here, and it's the World Economic Forum, their representative Yuval Harari, called on AI to rewrite the Bible. Now, folks, stop and think about that for a moment. You talk about arrogance to think that the word of God is going to be altered by these nutty globalists. Well, that's because they consider themselves God.
As the headline reads, the World Economic Forum has called on AI to rewrite the Bible. And the goal is to create a globalized new Bible. From a believer's perspective, this is obviously outrageous for many reasons. First off, because the canon is closed and we are told in Deuteronomy 4 not to add or subtract from God's commandments. And we're also warned in Revelation 22 of the penalties that will come to those who add or take away from God's word. And secondly, how can some soulless AI help with anything spiritual? But these are the people behind it. Yuval Noah Harari, the senior advisor to the WEF, and its chairman, Klaus Schwab. They say that this will create unified religions that are actually correct, and they reckon this could happen in the next few years. They say that AI can create new ideas. But what they don't understand is that we don't need any new ideas. God's plan is already perfect. It's interesting that in this article, they reference the AI sermon done in a Lutheran church that we covered just a couple days ago. As this comment states, it's not just about AI replacing humanity, it's about replacing the work of the Holy Spirit, which is impossible. This writer states that, of course, the only churches that'll be excited about this are those churches that God long ago abandoned. There's definitely some truth in that statement. And AI services may just work as a good marker of those godless gatherings that would rather be ruled by technology than the God they're pretending to serve. Ouch. I think those people may want to do what 2 Corinthians 13:5 says and examine themselves to see if they are really in the faith, if they do actually think a soulless AI preacher is okay. As this article states, this is a tactic from Satan himself to lead people astray using an actual Bible, quote unquote. We also have to remember that Yuval plays for the other team and is mostly an atheist, so his influence on AI will not line up with God's ideals. And he is considered by many to be one of the most influential intellectuals in the world today. He's also endorsed by some of the most powerful people in the world. So whether we like it or not, when he brings up the concept of correcting the Bible, many people are going to agree with him. The truth is that there's nothing we can do about the prophetic events unfolding today. But by us having this information, it lets us know that the time may be coming soon that we will not be able to share the truth with a real Bible. So we should be doing that while we can. But wow, does this bring up even more ideas in connection to having an AI Bible and worshiping the image of the beast?
If you join me late, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Las Vegas, Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, and we are carrying his new DVD set, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the Coming Mark of the Beast. It's in my online store, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Call my office, get on our newsletter list. Pastor Crone, that's kind of a stunning clip I just played, but this AI is going to be so important during the tribulation because the Antichrist needs a system to manage the entire world and keep his subjects underneath him. And I know he's going to tap into artificial intelligence, but here the World Economic Forum is prominent in this as well.
Oh, yeah. It's not surprising. Notice it's rewrite the Bible. It's not rewrite the Quran. It's not rewrite the Hindu Vedas. What are they picking on? The Bible. So that tells you where this is coming from. It's a satanic agenda. Also, it's coming from Yuval Noah Harari, who works with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and their satanic agenda. Yuval Harari, of course, being an Israeli, but he's also a homosexual, which goes against the scripture as well. And Yuval Noah Harari is no friend of Christianity in the Bible. In fact, he openly, repeatedly mocks Jesus Christ. He mocks us as Christians and Christianity, God, the Bible. So it's no surprise that he says now we need AI to rewrite it as well. In fact, he consistently uses the phrase against the Bible, calling it fake news. So on the one hand, it's not surprising. We know the source of where this is coming from, including the gentleman that's promoting this. But again, what's he promoting? Why does he want AI to rewrite the Bible? To help create a one world religion. Now, why would you have to rewrite the Bible? Because the Bible is the only book on the planet that tells you this one world religion is not only a lie, it's part of the ruse of the Antichrist kingdom. And you can't have a one world religion, all religions coming together under one umbrella, when Jesus says, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. So that's not a surprise of where it's coming from. And again, the Great Reset really is the Antichrist kingdom, and they're promoting everything that God warned about would come in the Antichrist kingdom 2,000 years ago. Not just a one-world government, not just a one-world economy, a cashless society, biometric tie-ins, but a one-world religion. The same people are promoting all the planks of the Antichrist kingdom.
Ken Ham writes in Harbinger's Daily, he says, but digital AI is developed and programmed by sinful human beings, so their God will reflect that. As we've pointed out before, today's AI, such as ChatGPT, is incredibly biased with leftist ideologies because it reflects the viewpoints of both those who program it and the voice it pulls from the answer questions. Digital AI makes a sad god, a god crafted by humans and limited in its abilities by what we can create and program. It won't save anyone, and it won't turn this world into a utopia because it cannot solve the biggest problem every human being has, and that would be sin. Then Barry Stagner writes in the same periodical in Revelation 13, we've got some type of lifelike statue erected, an image of the beast that seems to be alive, and there's a mark associated with this name, the number of his name, and the worship of the beast. This is consistent with a lot of the things we see going on today and moving in that direction. And then he concludes, we know in Revelation 13 that the whole world is going to go after the beast. All the earth dwellers, anyone not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, are all going to be in agreement. They all are going to be on the side of the beast. And a lot of people have been talking about whether it's artificial intelligence, this image that has life breathed into it, or seems to be lifelike. AI seems to be a pretty good candidate for how that's going to happen. I'm sure you would agree with that, Pastor Krohn.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I remember years ago, for more information for your listeners, if you ever want to go down deep on AI, we produced a documentary a couple of years ago called The AI Invasion.
It's outstanding. And you have to find it at Get a Life Media. Go ahead, Billy.
And it's 25 hours. I'm not saying this to boast, but it's probably the deepest dive you're ever going to find, not just on AI, but specifically as the Christian, what does that have to do with Bible prophecy? I remember when I initially started that, the light bulbs just went off in my head. I'm convinced that you cannot have a Revelation 13 scenario until you had something superhuman like AI. You can't control and micromanage the planet with the Big Brother system on a global basis unless you have something. You can't hire enough people for that, but you can do it with AI. You can't control every economic buying and selling financial transaction, micromanage the planet like that. You can't hire enough people for that. Well, you can do it with AI. And again, back to Klaus Schwab, back to Yuval Noah Harari. This is another thing that they're promoting. This is another reason why they're working with Elon Musk. This is why they're working with Google, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, the co-founders, because they need AI to run the back end of this global system. So if people want to get more of that, check out that study. But I said that to get to this. What you're talking about, use AI to rewrite the Bible, AI, the image of AI, is that the same image of the Antichrist, Revelation 13, that people worship, that can speak and cause all who refuse to worship to be killed? I think AI very well could have a part of that. But we have a whole section there at the very end of that study called the new religion of AI. And so we expose how AI right now is already judging people like God. They're using AI to make court decisions around the world. AI is the one behind the algorithms that is matching people on dating sites and choosing who you get to marry. AI's doing it, not humans, and it's not by chance. It's judging people, creating people. AI is being sold as the panacea for the world, that it's going to fix the climate crisis, it's going to fix the governments, it's going to save the bees and the trees, and it's going to get rid of all the problems in society, it's going to revolutionize the medical industry. And AI, when you ask it to speak about itself or draw itself, it is already calling itself God. And AI uses that phrase of God, I am, Exodus. And John, the Bible says, who do I say that you are? God says, I am that I am. And Jesus said that, speaking of his deity, also in the Gospels. But AI is doing that. It always calls itself, I am the protector. I am the guardian. I am the navigator. I am the healer. I am the composer. So AI is even starting to use that. And then we share that people are already, it's not just a theory, they're starting to worship AI. And we show that. In fact, one disturbing article that I came across was this lady saying that, quote, let's face it, religion is not popular. It tastes like old coffee. It seems to confine or constrain the human spirit. Religion is something that old people do. And she goes on to say, it's going to be great to worship AI. And that when we speak, it will answer us, as opposed to mocking the one and only God. But listen to this. These guys go on to share this article. It says, my daughter prayed to Alexa. And here's what happened. They asked her to say grace at the table. And she said, dear Alexa. And then the family laughed and she started to cry. It goes on to say that, quote, Alexa AI is always listening and is always there to answer your kids' questions, even if you won't as a parent. As, quote, AI is changing our kids' brains. People are being used to the idea that AI is godlike, right, worthy of worship, better than the biblical one. This is another layer of the importance of AI in the seven-year tribulation, not only running the back-end system of the global economy, cashless society, Big Brother Society, Revelation 13, but could it very well be a part of people worshiping, yeah, the image of the Antichrist? And I would say we're watching that too form before our very eyes.
You can find the DVD set that Pastor Krohn is talking about on artificial intelligence. We carried it for a long time. Now you'd have to find it at getalifemedia.com. I do recommend it if you want to understand this topic a whole lot better. What we are carrying in our online store is the DVD set Klaus Schwab, The World Economic Forum, and The Coming Mark of the Beast. That's what we've been talking about now all of last week and for the first half of today's program. I'm going to change direction in part two of today's programming, and I'm going to drift into another specialty of Pastor Krohn, and not just because he lives in Las Vegas and is near Area 51, but we're going to morph into a discussion on unidentified flying objects and why on earth are the sightings, the chatter now about them escalating like never before. I think because the rapture is getting close and there's going to be needed a reason why people mysteriously by the millions disappeared. So don't go away. I'm coming right back.
We hope you'll stay in touch with us online through olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Write us through the mail at Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In the age of fake news and false teaching, thank you for trusting Olive Tree Ministries and Understanding the Times Radio. We are pleased to carry Jeff Kinley's newest book, God's Grand Finale, Wrath, Grace, and Glory in Earth's Last Days. The Bible's last book is God's final word to mankind and the breathtaking revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. The revelation describes depravity, devils, and destruction. It also provides an incredible portrait of our Almighty God, delivering profound insights into who He really is. This book will help you experience how God uses the apocalyptic realities of Revelation to reveal Himself to you. When the dust of Revelation settles, we behold the Lamb standing and ruling in triumphant, sovereign, and indescribable glory. Find this uplifting new book by Jeff Kinley, God's Grand Finale, Wrath, Grace, and Glory in Earth's Last Days, in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can also call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. You can order by mail for just $12. We charge no shipping in the U.S. or Canada.
We don't condone evil. We don't condone tyranny. We don't condone anything demonic. But all this is a reminder that the rapture has got to be getting close. And last time I checked, at the rapture, when we go to heaven, and then we come back to the millennial kingdom, and then the new heavens and the new earth, we have no more death, no more crying, no more mourning, no more pain, no more Satan, no more demons, no more suffering. It's all gone, and it all starts at the rapture. How is that bad news, Jen?
We know you can't always be by a radio. So if you miss a program, visit our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. And then go to radio, where we feature both the audio and video version of our program. You can also catch the program at oneplace.com on our Rumble or YouTube channel, and on his channel, Christian TV. Now here are Jan Markell and Pastor Billy Crone to wrap up today's programming.
In the house of God, everyone is welcome with open arms, even robots. Like it or loathe it, ChatGPT is part of society and now part of the congregation. As Germany's churches experience a drop in numbers of pastors, this church in the Bavarian town of Fürth has the answer by using artificial intelligence. During service, this avatar preached to more than 300 people for Mass. But can we really commune with robots?
I was pleasantly surprised at how well it worked. But one thing I definitely missed, of course, was simply emotionality.
It was exciting, interesting, but for me, it was too monotonous. The avatar spoke too quickly. Sometimes you couldn't really think in your head during the service. It wasn't personal enough.
So, in this church, worshippers are no longer inspired by the words of a preacher. And while some may say this is sacrilegious, the theologian behind it insists this is the future of worship.
I would say 98% comes from the machine, generally speaking. And what we're going to see is an effort of us as human beings staying out of the church service.
The 40-minute service saw the bot writing the sermon, prayers, and even accompanying music. Intrigued and filled with anticipation, churchgoers queued for an hour to get front pew seats and find out just how it works.
I told the artificial intelligence, we are at the church congress, you are a preacher. And the motto is, now is the time. What would a church service look like? And then it spits out a rough framework first. And then you say, okay, now why don't you do this introduction? And then she writes this introduction. And that goes on and on. You end up with a pretty solid church service, I would say.
Not so sure about it being pretty solid. Remember, much of Europe got out 50 years ago. So now AI has replaced God in particular church service that I just played that clip. We are actually moving on from that topic now just because we are limited in time and trying to get to a number of topics. And my guest for last week and this week, Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church, Las Vegas, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Pastor Crone's one of my most frequent guests. He's been at my conferences, plus our Thursday night activity here in the Minneapolis suburb of the last couple of years as well. What I want to do is, because this particular topic that I'm moving into is starting to again make literally national news, and that is this notable uptick as it concerns aliens, extraterrestrials, unidentified flying objects, other unidentified aerial phenomenon, UAP, UFO, same thing, all of which are being discussed by experts and high-level authorities. And in recent weeks, several mainstream news agencies reported a dramatic sighting of aliens supposedly in a Las Vegas resident's backyard. And that was after a UFO was spotted nearby. And interviewers claim that the family is sincere and not trying to create a hoax. So over the last half century or more, there have been many people who have told stories about their supposed encounters with aliens. It is intriguing, to say the least. In this Las Vegas story, a police officer said he was not doubting the story of those who were reporting the unusual incident, that is, their actual encounters with aliens. Let me clarify that Billy Crone and I feel these are not coming from outer space, but they are coming from inner space, that they are demonic manifestations going on around the world, and that the world of the demonic is getting more active because it knows we're in the final days, and because they may know the Bible better than some Christians know the Bible, they sense that the last days are truly the last of the last days and that the rapture of the church is imminent. Billy Crone, I think one of the messages being hinted at today by those who are promoting this message is that aliens, in fact, will save us. We don't need God to save us. Give me your thoughts. You're in the city there of Las Vegas, and you're aware of this story.
Oh, yeah. We're, of course, right next to Area 51. But the statistics are, Jan, it's very sad. And to me, it just tells me that's the church. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. The salt, the light, and sharing the gospel. But right now, more people in the United States believe in aliens than in the existence of God. And more people believe that aliens have landed on planet Earth than Jesus being the Son of God. And UFOlogy has become the new religion. It's not God and Jesus and the Bible we turn to. That's antiquated. It's these aliens. They're the ones who have the technology and the super abilities to save the planet and keep us from destroying ourselves. And people are falling for it. To use the term, it's a replacement theology, a bad one. Yeah. People say, well, that's what you Christians always do. You blame everything you don't believe in or understand, like the rest of us, on the devil or demons. And you're saying these are demons. Based on my research, and I was involved in this camp jam with UFOs, aliens, before I even got saved. I got my own stories to tell, some of the things that went on before I got saved. And it was not only not good, it was demonic. But the reason why I know that you're dealing with a demonic entity is for several different reasons. Number one, I believe, Jim, about 95% of what people say is a UFO, most likely it's a government aircraft. Most people don't realize how advanced the military is, not just the United States, but around the world. However, I do believe there is a smaller slice that you can't explain away as swamp gas or aircraft high tech. And you go back to what happened here in Las Vegas recently. It wasn't just that a crash happened with a supposed aircraft. It was the emergence of two beings.
Yes.
And I would agree with you. Their reaction did not look scripted. It was legitimately afraid and terror based on the evidence. Again, you got to go back to their identity. I think they're demons. And the first reason why is because they lie like demons. Yeah. The whole premise of aliens and UFOs is based on the lie of evolution, that they're a higher evolved race from some other galaxy. No, that's not what the Bible says. Evolution's a lie. So right out of the gates, you lied to me the first thing you did. What's the Bible say? John chapter 8. Where do lies come from? Satan. He's a liar and the father of all lies, from Jesus. They also teach lies. When they land, and if people do get to communicate with them, here's just a snippet of what they're saying. They say, all of us are little gods. We need to worship the earth or we will be destroyed. Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, all came from the ETs. There's no such thing as sin. You don't need to be saved. To aid in contact with these UFO occupants, you need to get involved with occult practices. Listen, mankind needs to unite into a one world government and a one world religion, or we will be destroyed. I remember this back from my New Age pre-Jesus days. They say, supposedly all the way across the universe, to tell me that the devil or Lucifer is a good guy who's come to free us. That's demonic. They also travel like a demon. A demon is a fallen angel. When you look at angels in the Bible, they're able to pop in, pop out. They come from the spirit world. When the godly angels appeared to Abraham, they were there 1 minute. He turned around, they're gone. To use the scientific phrase, they materialize, dematerialize. And that's what you see with these things being able to travel. They travel at speeds that are not human. And this is coming from the UFOologists themselves. These are people that are not Christians, Jen. They've been dealing with this topic for decades. And this is their synopsis. This is Dr. Jacques Vallée. He says they're coming from another dimension. And then another researcher says there seems to be no evidence yet that any of these craft or beings are originating from outer space. And quote, one theory that can no longer be taken seriously is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships. In other words, they're not coming from outer space. Yeah. They're coming from inner space. They're coming from another dimension. And the Bible would call that the spirit realm.
I'm going to play the news clip here that announced this happening. Now, folks, the reason things were off on timing is this incident actually happened on May 1st. It only hit the news probably a month ago. And as I said with Brandon Holthouse a few weeks ago, May 1st is Beltane. That's the second most sacred holiday to the world of the occult. If these are demons that were sighted walking around somebody's backyard, I don't make this stuff up. The police said this was all credible. They were literally watching demons manifest, and they can do that.
It is the police call everybody will be talking about. Thanks for joining us here at 6 o'clock. I'm Denise Valdez.
I'm Brian Loftus. A family says something crashed into their backyard, prompting them to call 911, saying they saw creatures walking around.
Our 8 News Now investigators digging into this for weeks now. And tonight, our David Charnes with the video you will only see on 8 News Now. David?
Right, Denise. Sources telling the 8 News Now investigators that several agencies believe something landed or crashed. Whether it was non-humans or not, it certainly scared the people living on this property. Now, before we show you that video, listen to their call for help.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes.
Okay.
Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay.
Well, the 8 News Now investigators obtaining video as officers then responded to the call you just heard. You'll see the officers also saw something in the sky that night, but the big question is, what was it, and is it all connected?
Leave her alone.
It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later.
There's like an 8 foot person beside it. And another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Someone calls 911 reporting two large figures in their backyard.
No, I'm so nervous right now.
The 8 News Now investigators obtaining another officer's video as he's sent to the Northwest Valley home.
I have butterflies, bro. Everyone saw a shooting star, then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
By now, it's more than an hour after that bright light, officers meeting up with the caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a... like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like a long 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
What I saw right now, I do believe in it.
Police walk into the backyard to investigate, but Metro blacked out that part of the video because it's considered private property. What's clear? They're taking this call seriously.
You may be wondering, but you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Jan Markell here. I have from Las Vegas, the ground zero of what we're talking about, Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. Billy Crone, the sightings of these objects increased significantly in the 1947-1948 date range for obvious reasons. Even the demonic world knows that Israel's rebirth was significant and they needed to speed up their agenda.
In fact, this news reporting that we're talking, even here where I live in Las Vegas, but it's also happening around the world. This is what you would expect if, in fact, the UFO demon lie slash phenomenon was, in fact, going to be used as the ultimate excuse to explain away the rapture of the church. If we're getting close to that event, then what you should see, and if this is going to be the lie to excuse away, you should see more reporting, more tantalizing video footage, personal encounters, including from the government admitting, yes, you've had a suspicion for a long time that we've been keeping this back from you, but UFOs and aliens are real. It's called soft disclosure. It's called predictive programming. You're going to that final stage of letting the UFO cat out of the bag in order to prepare the minds of the people to fall for the lie. That when you see these people disappear all across the planet, and it will happen exactly like that. When you see them disappear, oh no, don't equate that with the Bible. God, Jesus, the rapture, it was the aliens. And Jan, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the excuse being ramped up.
In an exclusive interview, an Air Force veteran and former member of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency spoke to a number of news outlets about what he claims are extraterrestrial craft recovered and kept secret by the U.S. government. The name is David Grush, alleges the U.S. government has recovered non-human craft for decades and recently filed a whistleblower complaint stating he gave what he referred to as classified proof to Congress and the Intelligence Community Inspector General. Let's play this clip and then talk about it.
UFOs exist. The U.S. government found quite a number of them, and they are indeed of non-human origin. Those are the explosive allegations from a former intelligence officer tonight in a whistleblower complaint that the inspector general is taking very seriously. 36-year-old Air Force veteran David Grush is exposing what he calls a top secret military program that has reportedly found wreckage of fully intact UFOs. The government now calls them UAPs, or unidentified anomalous phenomena. For years, there have been whispers and rumors that the government had aircraft of non-human origin. This report is the first evidence it might be true. The inspector general has called Grush's complaint urgent and credible. Tonight, we have a World Television exclusive interview with the whistleblower in which he claims we not only have the aircraft, but the government has been keeping much of it secret from Congress and from the public. News Nation senior national correspondent Brian Enten is here with the story, and this is a blockbuster.
It is a blockbuster. It's really hard to wrap your mind around this. I've been working on this for the past couple of weeks. I'm still having a hard time processing all of it. All over the last couple of years, it sort of became mainstream to discuss UFOs. The government has released videos. They've acknowledged that we don't know what some of this stuff is out there that we have on camera, but this really takes it all to another level. For the very first time, the world is about to hear from a former high-level U.S. intelligence officer who says the government has some of the unidentified craft in its possession. He is revealing these exclusive details about the secret government program.
We're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
Oh my gosh, dude. Wow.
We have all seen these blurry videos of unidentified flying objects. Video evidence, if you will, that old tales of UFOs may not all be conspiracy theories. In recent years, Congress starting an official U.S. government Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, recently renamed the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or AARO. And now in a News Nation exclusive, David Grush, an Air Force veteran, former member of that task force, and veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, is formally blowing the whistle on secrets he says no one has ever shared publicly before.
You are one of the most trusted former intelligence officials in the U.S. defense and intelligence establishment.
Yes, I was.
You were trusted with the most intimate secrets.
Yes.
Grush sitting down with award-winning investigative journalist Ross Coulthart, who's reporting for News Nation and has spent years reporting on the UFO question.
What conclusion did you come to at the end of your time on the UAP task force?
The UAP task force was refused access to a broad crash retrieval program.
When you say crash retrieval, what do you mean?
These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, call it spacecraft if you will, non-human, exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
How many?
Quite a number.
You're kidding.
No. I thought it was totally nuts, and I thought at first I was being deceived. It was a ruse. People started confiding in me. They approached me. I have plenty of current and former senior intelligence officers that came to me, many of which I knew almost my whole career, that confided in me they were a part of a program. They named the program. I've never heard of it. And they told me, based on their oral testimony, and they provided me documents and other proof, that there was, in fact, a program that the UAP task force was not read into.
Grush alleges the U.S. government has recovered non-human craft for decades. He's filed a whistleblower complaint saying he gave what he calls the classified proof to Congress and the Intelligence Community Inspector General. News Nation has confirmed David Grush's credentials and resume. We've not seen or verified the alleged proof he says he's provided to investigators. He says he can't show us the proof for national security reasons. He also tells us he's not seen photos of the alleged craft himself, but has talked extensively with other intelligence officials who have.
If you're right, if you're telling us the truth, everyone, the entire American public, has been lied to for decades.
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral.
You are saying to the human race, for the first time, an official intelligence representative at a high level from the U.S. government is saying publicly, we are not alone.
We're definitely not alone. Absolutely, the data points empirically that we're not alone.
Pastor Billy Crone, as folks are listening to this segment of our programming here, they may be even getting perplexed and even fearful. If in fact these are demonic, as we believe that they are, there's one name that's going to chase away every demon on the planet Earth and beyond, and that's the name of Jesus Christ. You came to that knowledge some years ago when you were involved in this lifestyle and gave your life over to Jesus Christ. Why don't you talk about that for a few minutes here as we wind things down?
Jan, that's something that, how do you know these things are demons? Well, gee, of all names on the planet that stops an abduction experience, a sighting, when these things come your way, it's the name of Jesus Christ. And instantly, 100% of the time, they flee very quickly, by the way. What do you think that is? It's a demon. Even the demons, the identity, the researchers, this is their conclusion. And these guys, again, they're not Christians. Jacques Vallée, he said, we're dealing with a notion that is the appearance and manifestations is a demonological phenomenon. that these guys, if you want to understand the UFO phenomenon, you need to understand demonology because they're one in the same. This is what I expect if the rapture is getting close, and this is going to be the lie to explain that away, and that's what we're seeing. After that news broadcast, my mind was going towards the non-Christian jam.
Yeah.
How they must have been salivating, listening to that, watching that news report. See, I told you, they are real. The government lied to us. I knew it. And you could see people just getting sucked up into that because it's going to explain away the disappearance of millions of people. But you mentioned my testimony. Yes, Jan, I was a part of the New Age camp. I was told in order to contact these UFO occupants, these space brothers, they have different terms they call themselves, that I needed to let them possess me and take over my vocal cords so I could become a disseminator of the truth that mankind needs. It was all demon possession. In fact, my testimony is, Jan, I was probably multiple possessed being involved in this community. It's not just New Age. Part of New Age is the alien UFO phenomenon. And looking back now, I'm going like, how dumb could I be? These things are supposed to be these higher evolved, technically advanced race of beings here to help humanity. And the only way I can communicate with you, you can't call me on the phone. You can't send me an email. You can't even write a letter. You have to possess my body and take over my vocal cords? You look back, I laugh at it now, but it was no laughing matter. This is a demonic deception. All this that we're talking about, even in the last broadcast, we're talking about Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. We're talking about him planting global leaders across the planet, even our own country. We're talking about them taking over the finances, ushering in a global government, a global religion, a global economy, mark of the beast, cashless society, the Antichrist kingdom. It's happening before our very eyes. We talked about AI. You cannot have Revelation 13, a micromanaging the planet, not just buying and selling, but the big brother scenario where they will know anybody on the planet. When the order is given to worship the beast, the Antichrist, they will know if you said yes or no. They will know exactly where you are, and they will take you out and kill you. You can't have that until AI, because you can't hire enough people for that. Well, guess what? AI is here. And now you're looking at the UFO phenomena. If, in fact, the next thing on God's prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church, which happens prior to this seven-year tribulation, and you see the emergence of Klaus's hard work all these decades, the emergence of the Antichrist kingdom, if in fact the rapture is getting close, then I should be able to point out that they're going to come up with some excuse. That's what's happening with all these stories and news, even here in Las Vegas, where now they say some being showed up. I don't discount that those people saw something.
Yeah.
I saw apparitions myself before I got saved, and they were not of God. Everything we're talking about, Jan, is this news from God, because he's the one to control. Hey, church, guess what? I've just given you three big signs that I'm getting ready to come back and get my bride. World Economic Forum, Great Reset, whatever you want to call it, it's a reminder that I'm coming back to get you. AI, the ability to now micromanage the planet, yeah, it's here. Guess what? It's just a reminder that Jesus Christ is coming back to get us. UFOs, aliens, as strange as that is, that's the excuse to explain away what I'm getting ready to do. I'm coming back to snatch, to harpazo, to take my bride away. Bride, look up, be encouraged. I'm not going to tell you the exact day nor the hour, but I'm going to give you some pretty big signs to indicate when it's getting close, because I love you. I don't want you caught off guard, but I also want to appeal to your heart. We're supposed to long for his appearing, not run from it. We need to also at the same time, not only get excited with this news, we don't condone evil. We don't condone tyranny. We don't condone anything demonic. But all this is a reminder that the rapture has got to be getting close. And last time I checked, at the rapture, when we go to heaven and then we come back to the millennial kingdom, and then the new heavens and the new earth, we have no more death, no more crying, no more mourning, no more pain, no more Satan, no more demons, no more suffering. It's all gone. And it all starts at the rapture. How is that bad news, Jen?
The Bible says in Romans that all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. And that's what you need to do, folks, if you haven't done that already, because then you will disappear with Pastor Cronin, myself, and millions more. We're looking forward to the day of the Lord's return in the clouds. Comes back again in the second coming. That's another program. Pastor Cronin is Sunrise Bible Church, Las Vegas. The product is Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the coming mark of the beast. You can find that in my store, olivetreeviews.org. You can find other products that Pastor Cronin has produced, a boatload of them, at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. And a reminder that today is part two of a two-part series. Find part one with Billy Crone, talking about what we've been talking about here this hour, part one, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, and go to radio. You can find it on Rumble, YouTube, his channel on One Place, a light source. Billy Crone, thank you so much for spending 2 weeks with me. My audience and I appreciate it so much. I just want to go out of the program with a couple of Bible verses. One would be Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. How about Psalm 9:9-10? The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, O Lord. O Lord, you have not forsaken those who seek you. And the psalmist also says, I trust in you, O Lord, our times are in your hands. Yes, we've talked about really troubled times for 2 weeks. Everything from war to UFOs to Mark of the Beast and more. And that's why I cling to the words that the psalmist says, I trust in you, O Lord, our times are in your hands. Nothing happens by accident. Nothing's out of control because God has everything in control. I want to thank you for listening. We will talk to you again next week.
Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. You have been called for such a time as this. Let's encourage one another and shine a light of hope in today's darkening world as we watch everything fall into place.